Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to another Read the Word. Here we are, sitting on the back deck. Turn the light off. Sitting on the back deck in Jackson, Michigan, with the frogs chirping right down over the edge of the hill here. I love to hear them frogs. They're being kind of quiet right now, but that's just because I started talking. Anyways, welcome. Good to have you with us tonight. Remember, on Sunday mornings, we always receive communion together on Read the Word. So get you some grape juice and bread. And if you're not listening live, then stop the tape. I'm old school. Stop the tape and hit pause. I'm going to get you some bread and grape juice, or get you some bread and water. Jesus turned the water into wine. We'll be receiving communion together. Even if you might say, well, Pastor, I don't even know if I'm able to do that or ready to do that. Well, this is what I know. By the end of this program, you'll be ready. So get yourself ready and you're going to love it. Now, today, we're in the book of Psalms again, and we're studying the Psalms from David's life. And it's pretty cool because David is a theologian. David is a prophet. David is a warrior. David is just a simple man of God. He's all of those in these Psalms that we're listening to. And you can see David's life laid out, played out in them Psalms. And thank God for it. And many of the Psalms today have become our Christian worship songs that we sing in our churches now. So here we go. Excuse me. As long as I'm not swallowing a bug. I love it. Let's pray our opening prayer. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and the length and the depth and the height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. All right, here we go. Psalm chapter 44. Let's see. 43. Psalm chapter 43. I love this. I love doing this program with you guys. I hope you receive this abundantly. Here we go. Psalm 43. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. I think this is us right now today. Oh, deliver me from the deceitful and the unjust man. For you are the God of my strength. Why do you cast me off? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Oh, send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. David loved to worship God in the tabernacle. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and on the harp I will praise you, O my God. Then he speaks to his own soul. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God. What is hope? Earnest expectation, knowing God can't fail. Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, because he is the help of my countenance and my God. I love it, man. David is so serious. He talks to his soul and tells his soul. David's the spirit, tells his soul what to do. Good to have you with us, Brother Roger. Brother Roger's with us live right now on YouTube.
Hello, Roger.
And if you like the page, click the subscribe button and hit the bell. Every time we go live, it'll send you a notification. You can click on that, and you can be right here in the middle of with us. Psalm chapter 44, the redemption remembered in present dishonor. They were chasing David, trying to destroy him because he was anointed by God. Here we go, verse 1. We have heard with our ears, O God. Our fathers have told us the deeds you did in their days, in days of old. You drove out the nations with your hand. But them, the children of Israel, you planted. You afflicted the peoples and cast them out. They did not gain possession of the land by their own sword, nor did their own arm save them. But it was your right hand, your arm, and the light of your countenance, because you favored them. You are my king, O God. Command victories for Jacob. Though through you we will push down our enemies, through your name we will trample those who rise against us. For I will not trust in my bow, nor shall my sword save me. And yet David had to use the sword every time he went into battle. But he's saying, you're the one that's doing it. Verse 7, have saved from our enemies and have put to shame those who hated us. In God we boast all day long, and we praise your name forever, Selah.
Who's Selah?
Selah is pause and think about it.
Oh, okay.
But you have cast us off and put us to shame. And you do not go out with our armies. You make us turn back from the enemy. And those who hate us have taken spoil for themselves. You have given us up like sheep intended for food. And have scattered us among the nations. You sell your people for next to nothing. And are not enriched by selling them. You make us a reproach to our neighbors, a scorn and a derision to those all around us. You make us a byword among the nations, a shaking of the head among the peoples. My dishonor is continually before me, and the shame of my face has covered me because of the voice of him who reproaches and reviles, because of the enemy and the avenger. That's what God said. You turn aside and quit following me, I'm going to turn you over to another nation. Verse 17, Psalm 44, 17. All this has come to us, come upon us, but we have not forgotten you, nor have we dealt falsely with your covenant. Our heart has not turned back, nor have our steps departed from your way, but you have severely broken us in the place of jackals and covered us with the shadow of death. If we had forgotten the name of our God or stretched out our hands to a foreign God, would not God search us this out? For he knows the secrets of the hearts. Yet for your sake, we are killed all day long, and we are counted as sheep for the slaughter. This is Verse 22 is a prophetic statement about Jesus.
Is 23 about when they're on the ship and Jesus is sleeping in the bottom of it?
I don't know. Awake. Why do you sleep, O Lord? Arise. Do not cast us off forever. Why do you hide your face and forget our affliction and our oppression? For our soul is bowed down to the dust. Our body clings to the ground. Arise for our help and redeem us for your mercy's sake. Now, verse 23 would not be about them sleeping because it says, arise, okay. O Lord. And that makes it Jesus.
No, I know. I thought this is the revelation of or the scripture where they're in the big boat and the storm comes. And they don't have the faith to make it go away.
Who knows? They may have said it, but anyways.
Okay.
Psalm 45. I don't have the answer for that. That's my statement.
Okay.
45. The glories of the Messiah and his bride. Majesty and grace of God's kingdom.
We didn't have communion yet, did we?
No.
Okay. I was going to say, yours is broken.
To the chief musician set to the lilies, a contemplation of the sons of Korah, a song of love. Now watch this. My heart is overflowing with a good theme. I recite my composition concerning the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Get your tongue working and write a book. You are fairer than the sons of man. Grace is poured upon your lips. Therefore, God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword upon your thigh, O mighty one, with your glory and your majesty. And in your majesty ride prosperously because of truth, humility, and righteousness. That verse has got to get under us. And your right hand shall teach you awesome things. Arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. The peoples fall under you. Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You love righteousness. You hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. This is the prophecy of Jesus. All your garments are scented with myrrh and aloes and cassia, out of the ivory palaces by which they have made you glad. King's daughters are among your honorable women. At your right hand stands the queen and gold from Ophir. Listen, O daughter, consider and incline your ear. Forget your own people also, and your father's house will greatly desire your beauty. Because he is your Lord, worship him. And the daughter of Tyre will come with a gift. The rich among the people will seek your favor. The royal daughter is all glorious within the palace. Her clothing is woven with gold. She shall be brought to the king in robes of many colors. The virgins, her companions who follow her, shall be brought to you. With gladness and rejoicing, they shall be brought. They shall enter the king's palace. Instead of your fathers shall be your sons, whom you shall make princes in all the earth. I will make your name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore, the people shall praise you forever and ever. Amen and amen and amen. That's an interesting psalm as it's speaking about the king and young maidens that were brought to him. That's how they did it then. But in it, in the middle of it, is prophecies of Jesus. Verse 4, 5, 6, and 7 are all in the book of Isaiah. There's no other book on the face of the earth that is so correlated and intertwined as the Holy Word of God. That's why I call it the majestic word of God. Psalm 49. The confidence of the foolish. They probably don't have too much confidence, do they? Hear this, all peoples. Give ear, all inhabitants of the world, both low and high, rich and poor together. My mouth shall speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall give understanding. I will incline my ear to a proverb. I will disclose my dark saying on the harp. Why should I fear in the days of evil when the iniquity at my heels surrounds me? Those who trust in their wealth and boast in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their souls is costly, and it shall cease forever, that he should continue to live eternally and not see the pit. For he sees wise men die. Likewise, the fool and the senseless person perish and leave their wealth to others. Their inner thought is that their hands, their houses, will last forever. Their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Every one of us have seen a rich man with his name on a piece of land. Nevertheless, man, though in honor, does not remain. He is like the beast that perish. This is the way of those who are foolish, and of their posterity, who approve their sayings. Selah. Verse 14. Like sheep, they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them. The upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall be consumed in the grave, far from their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive us. Selah. Stop and think about it. Verse 16. Do not be afraid when one becomes rich, when the glory of his house is increased. For when he dies, he shall carry nothing away. His glory shall not descend after him. Though while he lives, he blesses himself. For men will praise you when you do well for yourself. He shall go to the generation of his fathers. They shall never see his light. A man who is in honor, yet does not understand, is like the beast that perish. And you think about what David is saying right there. David is saying, it don't matter who you are. You can act like you're the biggest big shot there ever was, and it doesn't matter, because you're going to die just like the rest of us.
In the easy-to-read translation, it's actually talking about, it doesn't matter how rich you are in life. Even the men who are the most abundant and rich in life, you know, it doesn't mean anything. They don't have riches in heaven, and they'll never see the light of the day ever again after they die.
After they die. Man.
So be with God. Don't be with money. Don't be with rich in riches.
Psalm 84. Here we go.
84? That's a big thing.
Yeah, it's a big jump, and it's very interesting why.
He's all related to each other.
Yep.
All right, I'm good.
Somehow they're all related to where we're at here. Here we go. Psalm 84. The blessedness of dwelling in the house of God. The psalmist longs for the communion of the sanctuary. How lovely is your tabernacle, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. For my heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. Even the sparrow has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They will still be praising you. Selah. Thank you, Brother Roger, for all of your comments. We can see every one of them, man.
Brother Roger.
Verse 5. Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools. They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. Verse 8, O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Selah, stop and think about it. O God, behold our shield and look upon the face of your anointed. For a day in your courts is better than a thousand elsewhere. I added the elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. And that is so true. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who trusts in you. I love verse 11. Amen. The Lord God is a sun and a shield. Not only the light on you, but he's also a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly.
In my translation, the Lord God is our protector and glorious King. He blesses us with kindness and honor. The Lord freely gives every good thing to those who do what is right.
The Lord freely gives all good things to those who do what's right. Here we go. Psalm 85. You got to get yourself some translations on your eSword. And if you don't have your eSword, get one.
Man, it's only $4. It's worth more than $2,000.
E-sword.net. You can put it right on your computer. Put it on your laptop, put it on your tablet, put it on your phone.
On iPhone, it's eSword LT.
eSword LT.
On Apple.
As you can tell, Brother Michael thoroughly enjoys it. Psalm 85. Lord, you have been favorable to your land. You have brought back the captivity of Jacob. Now, remember, the first chapter we read, he was saying, why have you sold us into captivity? And this one, he's saying, thank you for bringing us back. The great amen and hallelujah, Roger. You have forgiven the iniquity of your people. That's why he brought them back, because they admitted they had iniquity. You have covered all their sin, Selah. You've taken away all your wrath. You have turned from the fierceness of your anger. Restore us, O God, of our salvation, and cause your anger toward us to cease. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your mercy, Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace and to his saints, but let them not, do not turn back to folly. Verse 9, surely his salvation is near to those who fear him. The glory, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth have met together. They did. Righteousness and peace have kissed. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him and shall make his footsteps our pathway. Psalm 87. The glory of the city of God. You can just hear David's absolute trust in God.
David was one of the most biggest followers. David, wasn't his name Beloved?
Mm-hmm. And he's a man after God's heart.
Yeah.
Chasing God. Psalm 87. I could stop and preach all night, but we're going to take communion yet. His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to those who know me. Behold, O Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia. This one was born there. And out of Zion it will be said, this one and that one were born in her. And the Most High himself shall establish her. The Lord will record when he registers the people, this one was born there, Selah. Both the singers and the players on instruments say, all my springs are in you.
All good things come from Zion.
My. Don't you just love the holy word of God? Now, naturally, on our program, we don't have time to get into the in-depth of all these, connect them with the places where they are in the Bible and everything. But you could do that. And it is an amazing study. And I encourage you to do it because it's one of those studies that you give yourself to it. And the farther you get in, the deeper it gets, the better it gets, the more you love it.
It's like a movie that never ends. That
it's
the best movie you can ever watch in your life.
It is. It's a movie that never ends. Because all you got to do is come back and read it again, and it gets to be just as full and free. Now,
get easy sword, and it'll be the most fun you've ever had in your life.
Now, let's do this. Let's pray the prayer of salvation. We want everybody to be ready to receive communion. And according to the word of God, you need to be right with God in order for that to happen. And so in our communion service, we have the prayer of salvation. So I'm going to begin to read the verses about communion. Don't nobody freak out. No matter how much they told you when you was a kid, if you took communion and you sinned, you were going to drink damnation. That is not true. That is not what that verse says. It is true you can drink damnation to your soul. But if you come to church having sinned this last week and you want everything that you can have in God and you want to walk with him, this is where you come. Communion is what you take. And before you take it, you say a prayer that says, God, I need you. And now you're worthy.
Man cannot lean on another man's understanding, for his mind is foolish.
You cannot do that. So here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. It does, Roger. It flies like crazy when we're here. I love the majestic word of God. Verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also deliver to you. Now listen to what Jesus said. The Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. My bread is the broken bread that Jesus took. And when he blessed it, he broke it and he said, take, is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Now, I could tell somebody just said, Pastor, I'm really nervous about this. Don't be nervous. If you want God, you're already in God. Don't be nervous. Let's look at verse 26. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's 28. Let a man, excuse me, examine himself. That's what you're doing right now. And then once you've done that, let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love is perfected among us in this. How? That we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, Jesus, the head, so are we, the body of Christ. He just ate a bug. Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it. Because there is no fear in love. You don't run from Father God if you've done wrong. You run to him. Don't run away from him and hide. He already saw it. Run to him. His arms are wide open saying, come here. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation right now. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, this is your opportunity. This is your time to be born again. This is the time to be reconciled to the Father. Jesus is going to use his blood. You're going to use your words. His work's going to be done. You appropriate his grace that way, and you'll be reconciled to the Father. Pray this with me right now. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to God's holy word.
And according to God's holy word.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you, Lord.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
I thank you for it,
Jesus. I thank you for it, Lord.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I do believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day.
And you rose on the third day, Christ.
For me.
For me, Lord.
Put your hands out and just say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life.
Lord Jesus, I receive you into my life.
In every area.
In every area.
All of your love.
All of your love.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
All of your righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
And understand the word
pray
of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And pray in my heavenly
and
language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Guess what? You're right with God. Just like that, you're right with God. 60 seconds. What happened, Pastor? I can feel stuff going on the inside of me. It's an experience, man. You went from darkness to light because the light of the world lives in you. Some of you are finally getting this because you pray this every day with me. You went from fear to faith because Jesus, the author and finisher of his faith, of your faith, just came to live inside of you. You went from your sin to Jesus' righteousness. And you're made whole with him. The Father looked over at Jesus and said, adopt him into the family. And you're now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. It's awesome. I don't even know what to do, Pastor. How do I be a Christian? Don't worry about being a Christian. Walk with God every day. It's real simple. Wake up in the morning and say, Father, help me walk with you today. That's all that's to it. And you know what? He will help you walk with him. Thank you. Now watch this. I want you to send me an email. My email address is in the notes of the program on Blog Talk Radio and YouTube. hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Send it to me in a letter. Send it to me in an email. Text me. Say, hey, Pastor, I prayed the prayer, and I want to walk with God. I've got a multitude of teachings that can help you walk with God straight out of the Word. I don't use a theology book. This is my theology book. Because if you can search up the word redemption, and every time that God uses it in the Bible, you will know what it is when you study them all out, and you'll have a great understanding. And I don't have a problem if you have a theology book, as long as it matches this book. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is in us all and is working through us all, in Jesus' mighty name. You ready? Let's receive our communion elements together. Hold them up. I can just go preaching, but
I love this.
That's not what this program
is. This is the best part, folks.
Now,
this is truly...
we're going to bless them, sanctify them from anything else in your house, and then we'll receive them. Pray this prayer with me. I bless and sanctify.
I bless and sanctify
these elements tonight.
These elements tonight.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
For this time of communion with you, Lord.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgressions.
For my transgressions.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, and in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotion.
In my mind, in my will, and in my emotion.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your broken body,
from
Jesus.
From your broken body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. Let's receive the broken body together. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you that you endured the cross, despising the shame, and you called it all joy, that you might find us. And now, we lift up the cup of blessing. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin.
Every sin.
Has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
In my life.
In my life.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed
away. And all things have become new.
And all things have become
new. And I thank you for it.
And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus Christ.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I enter into the Holy of Holies.
I enter into the Holy of Holies.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and
help. For my assignment every day.
My assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every plague.
Has to pass over.
Has to pass over.
And cannot be on me or my family.
It cannot be on me or my family.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is purged.
My robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be.
And I will always be.
The glorious church.
The glorious church.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus Christ.
Let's receive his blood shed. Amen, Brother Roger. Amen. May the Lord give me sleep. Amen. And guide us on our way. Let's sing our song we like to sing. Let's sing, Oh, How I Love Jesus. Here, put these two together, would you? Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus, because you first loved me. Well, did this one outside on the deck tonight. The frogs quit chirping when we started talking, but they'll be singing here in a little bit. And I'll see if I can come back out and tape them for you. We're going to be headed back to North Dakota here in a couple hours, and pray for us. They're getting another 15 inches of snow tonight. we declare snow ain't bad, but blizzard is. Yeah. So winds die down, snow fall down, and melt and go straight into the ground so that there's abundant crops this year in North Dakota. The reservoirs are all filled. The rivers flow full. And not only are the deer and the antelope happy, but so is everybody else. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for being a part of this program with us. We appreciate it. We added the nation of Oman to our listening audience. Welcome, Oman. Good to have you with us. Share this with all of your friends around the world. Tell them you got to listen to this man as they're reading through the Bible. In the notes, in the comments, in the notes, there is a link. All of our videos from Genesis chapter 1 that started on January 1st until today. And we've not missed a day. And so I encourage you to do that. Share it with your family. Use this as the time when you sit down with your family and read the Bible together with me. That would be cool. And if you do, take a picture and send it to us. I would love to see your family. Give us your names. We'll pray for you by name because we believe in you and we want to see you make it. All of our brothers and sisters in the Ukraine and Russia and the nations that are in the greatest conflicts of war. And know this, that we are standing with you every single day, that you, the righteous, will be as bold as the lion of the tribe of Judah. In Jesus' mighty name, till we see you again, remember this. We love you.
We love you.
And God,
loves you.
And Jesus,
is
Lord. We'll see you again real soon, tomorrow morning. Amen, Roger. Another good day in the Word. I like this. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching. Hey, the 92nd lady showed up. God bless you, 92nd lady. Remember this, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen and amen.